This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbadians pay tribute to entertainment icon Richard Stout. The Barbados Union of Teachers calls on government to prioritize and address health and safety issues over its education reform plans. Bermuda gets the green light to seek full CARICOM membership, and Hamas says it wants to extend the four-day truce. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Tributes continue to flow for the late Barbadian entertainment icon, Richard Stout. Mr. Stout passed away on Saturday night at his home after a long illness at the age of 77. Soca artist and veteran entertainer Edwin Yearwood, a product of the Richard Stout Teen Talent Contest, described him as a father figure to many.
It's a tremendous loss for the entertainment fraternity. It's a tremendous loss for Barbados. Someone who's been leading everything with his own initiative from years ago, kept pushing. And people like myself would have benefited tremendously from it. He's going to be sadly missed, really sadly missed. He was like a father figure to me and so many others. And we hope we can have his legacy live on.
Soca artist and veteran entertainer Edwin Yearwood and former Minister of Culture, Sport and Youth, Senior Counsel Stephen Lashley, remembers Mr. Stout for his contribution to the local music industry. He wants to see the Richard Stout Teen Talent Contest receive the financial backing needed for it to continue for many years to come.
Richard Stout, I believe, will be missed, particularly in relation to his contribution to developing the Richard Stout Teen Contest. And he used this particular tool as a means of reaching our youth and developing them in so many ways. There's so many Barbadian artists who have been able to grace the stage only through the impact of the Richard Stout Teen Contest. And I certainly believe that if there is one lasting tribute that we can pay to Richard Stout, particularly in relation to the role that the government and the private sector can play, is to ensure that this Richard Stout Teen Talent Contest continues and is properly financed in his honor.
Former Minister of Culture, Sport and Youth, Senior Counsel Stephen Lashley. The Barbados Union of Teachers is calling on the authorities to swiftly address health and safety issues affecting a number of schools. This comes after classes at three schools have been impacted by environmental challenges. Issues at the Anhill School, the Lester Vaughan School, and St. John Primary School over the last few weeks caused interrupted teaching, with teachers refusing to enter classrooms in some cases. BUT President Rudy Lovell notes that while they are in support of education reform, they want these problems prioritized.
There can be no meaningful education reform unless we adequately address the issue of school syndrome in Barbados. The concept of education reform is supported by the Barbados Union of Teachers. However, we would want for the issues affecting schools to be adequately addressed before we contemplate any reform across the school system.
Mr. Lovell said that they will be heading to the St. John Primary School again today to support teachers. He explained that while teachers will report for work, they will not be entering the building. Teachers chose not to enter the building last Friday, protesting conditions there. The Democratic Labour Party has called on unions representing public servants to demand the Safety and Health at Work Act be followed for the welfare of its membership. Second Vice President of the DLP, Walter Maloney, was speaking with reference to the six school buildings that have been affecting teachers and students of various schools. He says the act is there for the safety of workers and it is time the unions do their jobs and make demands.
The act is very, very clear. So let's use the act. Use the act. Force the employer to give people proper surroundings and a proper environment in which to carry out their work. That is the simplest way you can put it. If not, what you will find is that every day there will be work stoppages, people that, and we're talking with people, however, this is not something about somebody having a cold or a sneezing or something. People are getting ill. I want people to understand, workers are not innate beings, they're human beings. They get ill. The person's ill, can't work. And then it puts strains on the family. And some of those teachers and some of the auxiliary staff already will have family or children going to school as well. So if you put a whole strain on the society.
Mr. Maloney says these issues at schools must be prioritized over education reform.
What is the sense of having education reform if the plan is no good? So you will still be having the same issues. You have a reform with a bad plan, not so? That doesn't make sense either. So even I would not even touch on it. They perform, they are experts in that field. What would be saying to the narrative seems to be that to tell the government, stop. Let us sit down and look at this thing sensibly, because there's a lot of things has to be done before we even get to that point. And clearly, one of them would have to be the plan. How do you fix the plan first? It's certainly plan is in good working order and good standing before we can even start talking about any reform and things like that.
Second Vice President of the Democratic Labour Party, Walter Maloney. Member of Parliament for St. James Central, Kerry Simmons, says measures must be taken to ensure that Barbadians can adapt to a changing work environment. Speaking during a St. James Central branch meeting in Hoyts Village yesterday, Mr. Simmons highlighted the impact that technology will have on certain jobs, forcing people to adjust to these changes. He said that the country's education system should be transformed to meet the demands of the future.
Since 2016, there has been a World Economic Forum report that has made the point that 6 out of every 10 students entering school, when they start to work, be working in jobs that do not now exist. So we are busy training young people to do the same thing that we were training them to do when I was 5 years old. What was the future? So the digital awareness, the ability to use the technology, the ability to deal with matters like artificial intelligence. How do we now preserve and protect the right of our people to be able to earn a living, even as technology overtakes us?
Member of Parliament for St. James Central, Kerry Simmons. Barbados will soon introduce legislation that will allow for competitive procurement of renewable energy to create more room on the electricity grid for solar energy storage. This was announced by Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. Senator Cummins said on Friday, Cabinet agreed to urgent measures after finding that Barbados's electricity grid is almost at full capacity of 100 megawatts.
Cabinet is agreeing now to come forward with a mechanism that allows for competitive procurement for battery storage up to 200 megawatts to be able to allow Barbadians to get on to the grid. This is a solution that allows us to go to market and ensure that there is the most competitive pricing that allows Barbadians, first and foremost, to one, access the grid. Secondly, we are building in a mechanism that allows Barbadians, in the same way that they have bought into renewable energy capacity on the generation side, to also be able to do so on the storage side. And so we are making these changes. We will go to market and have the market push the most competitive price by way of a competitive tender, to be able to bring storage into our energy mix.
She says in the coming weeks to months, government will go to Parliament for the process to be started. The government of Bermuda says it's moving ahead with plans to join the regional integration movement CARICOM after being given the green light from the United Kingdom to do so. Deputy Premier Walter Robin, in a statement to Parliament, said discussions had been held between Premier David Burt and the Governor of the British Overseas Territory, Rina Lalji, on Bermuda's intention to make an application for full membership in the 15-member CARICOM grouping. Robin said that Premier Burt also met with David Rutley, Britain's Parliamentary Undersecretary of State for the Americas and the Caribbean, while on a trip to London earlier this month. And finally, Hamas says it wants to extend its 4-day truce with Israel, which has entered its third day and has now seen the release of 3 groups of Israeli hostages from Gaza and 3 groups of Palestinian prisoners and detainees from Israeli jails. In a statement released Sunday evening, Hamas said it wants to extend the truce after the 4-day period ends through serious efforts to increase the number of those released from imprisonment as stipulated in the humanitarian ceasefire agreement. Israel's war cabinet discussed the possibility of extending the temporary truce with Hamas when it met Sunday evening. A source told CNN that conditions for an extension remain unchanged from the original agreement, which means Hamas needs to release an additional 10 hostages for each additional day's pause in fighting. Recapping the headlines, Barbadians pay tribute to entertainment icon Richard Stout. The BUT calls on government to prioritize and address health and safety issues over its education reform plans. Bermuda gets the green light to seek full CARICOM membership, and Hamas says it wants to extend the four-day truce. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to The Latest News or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.